Attorney Julie Willoughby asked the state's lead witness to review the alleged assaults in intimate detail, testing her credibility, particularly around an evening in January 2013 when Rabideau visited her at home, allegedly exposed himself, and placed his hands around her neck while saying the words, "This would be easier if you were passed out." Following the incident, the woman sought the counsel of friends who took her to the safe shelter, where she was advised to obtain a criminal trespass order from the Sitka Police Department. Shortly thereafter, police launched an investigation which eventually produced allegations by two other women working at the school. The defense went to lengths to establish the witness's prior intimate relationship with Rabideau, which the witness admitted was close but non-sexual. She admitted to trying to be one of the cool kids during her divorce in 2009 when she and Rabideau developed their friendship, and regularly attending Friday night evenings out with Rabideau, his wife, and other teachers at Blatchley. She admitted to accepting gifts, including Victoria's Secret lingerie from Rabideau, and wearing it to school, but she denied that these gifts and gifts given to her children conferred any form of sexual consent. "I feel like you're trying to make me out to be someone I'm not," the witness told Willoughby. She flat out denied any sexual relationship with Rabideau and said that rumors of an affair had caused her to take stock of their friendship, and she asked him to stay away, to the point of asking a teacher in the next classroom to find an excuse to stop by any time Rabideau was present. The defense plans to obtain testimony from other school staff in the hope of painting a different picture of their relationship. That won't be necessary with the other alleged victim called to testify Thursday. Also a teacher, she admitted to having sex with Rabideau in her home after a night out partying at a bar. "It was not in my plan," she said. "I did not initiate it. I never had my sights set on Joe Rabideau." She offered this testimony under questioning from the prosecutor, not the defense. Assistant District Attorney Jean Seaton asked, "Did this occur more than a year before the assault?" The witness replied that it had occurred several years earlier. Seaton asked her details of the incident that led to the state's pressing charges against Rabideau. A farewell party on a Friday night in January 2013 after Rabideau announced he was leaving Blatchley for a job in the district office. The woman said she joined a group of fellow teachers at the P Bar around 10 in the evening. She alleged that Rabideau made advances to her that evening, which she rebuffed, but was later waiting on her porch when she went back to her apartment, which was walking distance from the bar. Believing Rabideau to be intoxicated, she drove him home. Parked in his driveway, Rabideau allegedly began to compliment her, to talk about physical relations in his marriage, and then grabbed her wrist and placed her hand on his exposed genitalia. Other witnesses testifying Thursday were a teacher who offered support to the alleged victims as the case was being investigated, and the investigating Sitka Police Detective Jason Sexton. Due to the number of people yet to appear and the possibility that the defense may try to construct its own case, Superior Court Judge David George opened the possibility of extending the trial into Saturday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.